I'm recording a letter that I addressed or speaking to my cousin, Mary Sue Cifuentes, who is now married to Richard Bernal. Her nickname when she was growing up was Tootsie. Dear esteemed prima Tootsie, yesterday, I spent a long time reflecting on your mom, mi tía Dora, my experiences in La Calle Nueve during the 1940s and the 50s, which was, what, around 60 years ago. Isn't it funny how I can recall with some detail over 60 years ago and forget things from 1 minute to the next? The main picture of La Calle Nueve is always of your mom sitting on the left side of the porch, greeting everyone around that she knew and passersby that she was also friendly with, waving with a smile. When she saw me, I always sensed that she greeted me with authentic joy, not only because she knew me from the beginning of time, but was familiar with my life story, perhaps the most, and mainly because she knew I loved to tell stories. I remember that she really enjoyed my story of when I ran away from home to escape my brother Ben's wrath for having collected money on his paper route and over a period of time gambled it away, playing poker under the flagpole at Zavala Elementary School with the local car sharks. Maybe that alone made her laugh most, due to my innocence as a 13-year-old. But she liked the entire story and even urged me on with questions. I wonder how many times I told the story to her. After all, I remember her saying in a real cute way, "Kiko, tell me the story of when you ran away from home." Aunt Dora, however, was more than anything, knew that anytime that I arrived, that I was hungry, especially because I had a knack for showing up during regular meals, particularly during the long period of time when your dad employed me, hoping against hope that he could make a working man out of me as a painter's apprentice. Believe me, prima, I have the picture in my mind as vivid as it were yesterday. Your dad, with his routine of as soon as he got up, going to the John with the day's paper to apparently read it cover to cover. I never knew anyone that sat on the threshold or the throne the way people sit in a chair to read a newspaper in the library. In the meantime, Tia welcomed my company while she cooked good old American cuisine. She knew that I appreciated her priceless wit. Being a chaparrita, barely 5 feet tall, she delighted in the fact that the refrigerator was much taller than she was, and remarked that she never saw dust on top of it. saying that it wasn't dirty because she couldn't even see it. Amazing to me now how she kept the conversation going, but a little wonder because Uncle Babe was as silent as any man having breakfast. And Dora could even poke fun at him without him even hearing a word of it. It would probably be unfair to say, but other people would say that he was grouchy. Because the truth is that he was always thinking of who knows what, mostly of business, for how it could have gone, or how things could have gone for him during his sieges, playing dominoes at the sportsman bar the night before, or for that matter during the day, because as the sole owner of a business, he could get his crew going after giving the orders of the day, and in my case, training me a little bit, and then leaving for his office, the sportsman's bar. It was a great time. Anyway, as far as I was concerned, when I had breakfast in that Dora's kitchen, it was as if I was among the rich, because she made things like bacon and eggs with toast and fried potatoes. I think all of East Austin knew that she was a great cook. Once when I was in the Navy and on 30-day leave, Uncle Babe hired me for a couple of weeks along with my brother Ben. And since I was already an adult, Dora spoke to me like a grown-up and close friend. The reason I remember is because one day she surprised me and to no end by telling me in so many words that my Uncle Babe had made remarks that amounted to the fact that he was jealous of me, of how intimate their conversations were. She found it hilarious while I found it mysterious to no end, and can honestly say that it took me a lifetime to try to figure it out, or at least for me to believe, or at least I believe that I figured it out. It's probably because Uncle Babe saw how fully she paid attention to me. And I was arrimado. She saw how spontaneous we could be with each other over things that to him were childlike. After all, Babe had the weight of the world on him as a big-time interior decorator, contractor, and as a gambling man and drinking man. I had a special suppers when she cooked such fine cuisine as fried liver with onions, peas, and mashed potatoes with fresh white bread. Once when I marveled over the fried liver, Uncle Babe made it one of his caustic remarks, saying that the liver was good to make your pecker grow. Anyway, it was really funny. I vividly recall that Aunt Dora had a collection of ceramics of little dogs, the perritos. Something that I remembered when I was in the Navy, and because I once sent her one. She would express her delight when I stopped by for a visit, and she would go to the cabinet to pull it out and show it to me. Now, when I remember it, I realize she did it because She had class and knew always how hungry I was for acknowledgement. Yes, I was little cousin. That if wonderful, that if modern science of the brain could hook into my memory of East 9th Street, there would be a nice long movie created of the love that I knew, having lived there in my early years. When I visited East 9th Street in La Vecindad and Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, too bad I did not have it in me to write a novel. Remember that at age 17, I fell madly in love with Evangeline Herrera, a love that at least in my heart blossomed. Unfortunately, at the very time that I was leaving to go bravely and fight America's war in Korea against communism, a love that blossomed some more when I came home on leave. There is nothing more memorable than a lost love. I remember also by days in the playground of Radio Guadalupe Church how once Johnny Candelas and Candy Candelaria, when they were sweethearts, and I starred in a play of how Juan Diego experienced visitations from Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe. Candy, of course, played the Virgin. Johnny and I were haughty, errant Spanish priests. One of my lines was, no cabe duda, en efecto. And every time we practiced, Johnny would just crack up, making it difficult for Candy to be the serious Virgen de Guadalupe. I remember that when I first put on the priest costume, my first thought was that I had to go over to show it to Andorra for her to see me dressed as a priest. She found me funny, and I thought, just as I thought she would, probably smiled every time she thought about it afterwards. Like, there's no telling what Kiko is going to get into next. It may sound corny, but East Avenue, 9th Street, was when I always found love. What with Uncle Babe, and Dora, Mama Grande Lupe, Uncle Paul, Tio Juan, plus Johnny and Candy Candelas, how I miss them. Evangeline, I did nothing but miss her after she fell in love with her precious Manuel Garza. While I was in the Pacific, an American patriot, defending against communist aggression. Pobre de mí. Y ya, ¿verdad? Con cariño y todo respeto.